Welcome to Sabbatical 101. My name is Bethany Walensky, and I'm an associate professor at Michigan State University. I had a life-changing sabbatical, and I'm on a mission to help fellow academics do the same. This podcast is a resource for all things academic sabbaticals. Each episode will provide you with inspiration and insight into the sabbatical planning process, regardless of your institution, discipline, length of sabbatical, or where you plan to sabbatical. I'm so excited to have you along for the ride. Hey, everyone. Today, I want to talk about a topic that I think is really important and relevant, but that doesn't get a lot of airtime. So that is what to do when your sabbatical goes sideways. In an ideal world, a sabbatical is a time of intellectual and personal renewal. You step away from the daily grind of teaching, service, and administrative duties with the hope of making progress on a big project, charting the next phase of your career, and maybe taking a little more time for yourself. But what happens when things don't go as planned, as they all too often don't? Maybe the research isn't panning out, a collaboration fell through. You know, you might be on sabbatical right now and your research grants just evaporated, your personal life intervenes, or you just find yourself struggling to accomplish your sabbatical goals. A sabbatical that once felt like this amazing opportunity can suddenly feel like a wasted opportunity if things aren't going the way you had hoped they would. So if this has happened to your sabbatical, first I want to say you're not alone. This happens all the time, right? We can make the most amazing plans and then things come up and we have to figure out how to pivot or adjust. And this is something that I work with my clients on all the time. Sabbaticals experience change and interruption all the time, just like our normal lives do. But just because your sabbatical isn't going as planned doesn't mean you have to give up on it. So in this episode, I want to share some tips for how you can course correct and make the most of your time, even if your sabbatical isn't going according to plan. So the first thing to do is just acknowledge the reality, and along with that, let go of any guilt that you're feeling. So this can be so hard for us to do, right? Letting go of our initial expectations and ideals and acknowledging, you know what, this sabbatical is just not living up to the expectations I had for it. So the first thing to do is just recognize, you know, unexpected setbacks happen. Your research may encounter roadblocks that are not within your control. You might have a family emergency. You may have a health issue. You may realize that you're more burned out than you initially thought. All of these things can derail your plans. So instead of dwelling on what should have happened and crafting a sabbatical story that's full of regret and disappointment, it's time to take a breath and reassess where you are. Spending time feeling badly about how things are going or just continually telling yourself you had no control over what happened really doesn't help. And so acknowledge what's happening, acknowledge that it's not the sabbatical you wanted, and then let's figure out how to pivot or adjust so that you can move beyond that disappointment and frustration. And so the next steps that I share will help you chart that path forward. So the second thing to do is to revisit and revise your goals. So things aren't going as planned. Why is that? What's getting in the way is the first thing to ask yourself, right? And so at this point, you're going to want to ask yourself, are the goals that I had for this sabbatical even still realistic? And they may not be. And guess what? That's okay. Whenever I talk to clients who have taken a sabbatical about what happened after their sabbatical, you know, most of us have to file a sabbatical report. And I would say that I'm not entirely sure those reports get written. I haven't heard stories of people who experienced some sort of retribution from their university because they weren't able to carry out the exact plan that they had proposed. If you're feeling anxious about that, then maybe it's a good idea to reach out to your chair and share what's going on and ask them how, and share your plan for how you'll approach it and see what they say. Like I said, it's not worth staying kind of mired in this place where you're just still hoping it'll all work out when clearly it's not. So, you know, there are lots of reasons that you might be needing to revisit and revise your goals. But here are a few examples of how to think this through, depending on what the issue is. So maybe your original project is stalled for some reason. So if that's the case, you could ask yourself, you know, is there a smaller, more manageable piece that I can complete? So maybe your goal was to write an entire book during your sabbatical and you were doing archival research, but you didn't get access to the archives until midway through your sabbatical. And so now it's going to be really hard to write that entire book, right? So is there a smaller piece that you can set as your new goal so that you don't feel like you're constantly chasing after something that's just not realistic anymore? If your project is just kind of dead in the water, if you're not making progress on it at all for whatever reason, including, you know, maybe you've been affected by the what's going on in the federal government right now in February 2025, you might need to ask, can you pivot to a different project or a different aspect of the research? Is there something else, another part of it that you do have control over that you can move along? Another possibility might be that you are making progress on some of your projects, but your to-do list is just way too long and you're starting to get anxious that you're never going to finish all the things you set out to do on your sabbatical. And again, this is just so normal because I think when we look at a period of time like a sabbatical, it's easy to say, I have, you know, a whole semester with nothing on the calendar, I'll get so much done. And it's really easy to be overly optimistic about what you'll accomplish. And I'm not saying you're not highly productive and highly motivated, but again, life gets in the way, or maybe you wanted to not work at the exact same pace that you typically do when you're not on sabbatical. And so you're just not getting as much done. And you're looking at that to-do list saying, there's no way I'll submit those, you know, 5 more articles in the next 2 months before my sabbatical ends. So if you realize that you're overcommitted, it's a great idea to pare down that list. So again, you don't have it hanging over your head. So what I would ask yourself is, you know, what can I take off my plate right now? And another version of that might be, if I look at all these projects, are there projects I can either pause, eliminate entirely, or hand off to someone else? Another question you might ask yourself is, you could look at your to-do list and say, which project on my to-do list is currently most aligned with my professional goals? And start there and maybe limit your sabbatical goals to moving that project forward, right? So that what you're working on is really aligned with where you're going and you're potentially pausing, handing off, or maybe getting rid of entirely projects that are just not serving your current or aligned with your current professional goals. So the key here is that if things are not going as planned, you need to be willing to adjust your expectations. It's much better to adjust your expectations and do a little bit less or do something different than what you originally planned for your sabbatical than to feel this constant guilt, overwhelm, and regret as you move through the rest of your sabbatical. Another thing you might want to consider doing is reevaluating your definition of productivity. So many of us plan to use our sabbatical time to get a lot of writing done. And again, this kind of goes hand in hand with what I said with the last tip that we often overestimate what we can get done, right? So if you're not doing as much writing as you'd hoped, you might want to focus on engaging in other scholarly activities or reminding yourself that these scholarly activities also count as being productive, right? And so part of what we might be doing on a sabbatical is establishing new research directions and collaborations, or acquainting ourselves with literature that we haven't had time to read. These are all productive activities, even though they don't necessarily result in a publication or a grant submission. So you might build in time in your sabbatical to read widely in your field and beyond, to network with colleagues at conferences, to work on some aspect of your professional development, like learning a new method, tool, or theory, or do some writing that's not just scholarly writing. So writing an op-ed, a policy paper, or a blog post related to your research. So again, being productive doesn't always mean churning out a finished book or article. identifying a new research direction or forming a new research collaboration can be just as valuable. And I would encourage you that if you're struggling with a lot of guilt and overwhelm around your writing goals, that you remind yourself that there are lots of things that contribute to your scholarly productivity that extend far beyond submitting journal articles. The fourth thing that you will want to do if your sabbatical is going sideways, and particularly if you haven't done it yet, is prioritize your rest and well-being. And this may have been, you know, this probably should have been the first thing that I talked about, because sabbaticals are not just about work. They're not just about what you can do for your institution or for your career. Sabbaticals are also about renewal. And so if your level of stress, exhaustion, and burnout is so high that you can't do the things you wanted to do during sabbatical, I would encourage you to give yourself permission to step back. That could be for a couple days, for a couple weeks, or for a month. Just maybe stop working altogether for a little bit. Give yourself time to recover. You are going to be so much more effective and be able to make such a higher contribution to your field, to your institution, to your students, if you come back from your sabbatical well-rested, having overcome burnout and ready for what's next in your career, even if that means you didn't accomplish all the things you wrote down in your sabbatical application. So if you are at a point where things have gone sideways because there are overwhelming circumstances in your personal life, or you realize you didn't know how tired you were until you kind of took your foot off the gas and started easing into your sabbatical, then I would really encourage you to take some time for serious rest before you even do any of the things that I already mentioned. And finally, the last thing you can do once you've, you know, taken time to rest, you've assessed where things are, you've admitted to yourself that things are not going as you wanted them to, and you've decided what you want to prioritize, then it's time to create a realistic plan for the remainder of your sabbatical. And again, this plan is probably going to look very different from the one that you submitted in your sabbatical application, and that's okay. So even if things haven't gone well so far, you can absolutely still end on a strong note. I want you to define one or two key things that you want to get done for the rest of your sabbatical. It could be drafting an article, preparing a conference paper, or just clarifying your next steps, or reading those two books that, you know, came out last year and are really critical in your field and you haven't had a chance to read them yet. Identify one or two goals and focus on those for the rest of your sabbatical. It can be really frustrating when your sabbatical gets off track. And I'm sure it's gonna, you know, if you're just listening to me saying, have one or two goals, you're gonna be saying, no, like, that's not enough. I have to do more than that, or I don't have time to rest. I need to keep going. Trust me, you're going to be so much better off in the long term if you pare things down a little now and focus on just one or two things. And then if you get those done and you wanna focus on something else, great, you can do that. Or if you get those two things done and you decide you just want to rest for the rest of your sabbatical, then that's a great plan too. So I want you to remember that even if you feel really frustrated right now and things have gone off track, it is not a lost cause. There is hope for your sabbatical. And I would encourage you to, you know, reassess your goals and expectations, stay flexible, and try to embrace both productivity in, you know, the broadest sense, as well as rest, so that you can adjust your sabbatical plan and make the most of the time that you have left in your sabbatical. Now, if you're on sabbatical and it's gone sideways and you just listened to this and you said, well, that, you know, that sounds lovely, but how do I actually do it? Well, I would love to talk to you. I am, of course, not happy that your sabbatical has gone sideways, but I am confident that working together, we can get it back on track. So there's a link in the show notes to my program called Sabbatical Rescue, and I would encourage you to check that out and follow the link on that page to book a call with me. And what Sabbatical Rescue is it's a very short, intensive program where we use a combination of activities you complete on your own and one-on-one coaching sessions to get your sabbatical back on track in 2 weeks or less. So again, if your sabbatical has gone off track, please don't lose hope. There is so much you can do to still make the most of your time. And if you think that it would be useful to chat about it, I would love to hear from you. I hope you found this episode of Sabbatical 101 helpful and inspirational as you think about your own sabbatical. If you want to read more about sabbaticals or get even more support for planning your own life-changing sabbatical, head over to my website, www.bethanywalinsky.com, to read my blog and for more information about my sabbatical coaching program.